Ireland, air for all.
This is News Talk.
Micheál Martin has said that there cannot be a situation where the Ceann Comhairle only stays in office if they obey the diktat of the opposition. And he also hit out at Sinn Féin, saying they cannot blame the Ceann Comhairle for their own extraordinary behaviour. And he said the party simply wants to dictate to the majority. I'm joined now by Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. Good morning to you, Deputy. Your reaction to Micheál Martin there?
Well, good morning, Ciara. Well, you know, Micheál Martin doesn't like being held to account. He does not like being challenged. That much is obvious to all of us who face him in leaders' questions week on week. He becomes very tetchy, as has been remarked upon. And we're in this extraordinary situation now, and we have these extraordinary scenes in the Dáil, all courtesy of Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Michael Lowry. Heaven and earth, it seems, can be moved to placate and facilitate Michael Lowry and the farcical situation and notion that you can be in government and opposition at the same time. And what we have seen here has been brought to us by the government itself. It is a mess of their making. Nobody is seeking to do anything by diktat. What we are seeking is a clear, explicit understanding and respect for the fact that government exercises its prerogatives and duties. The opposition does our job. We are all we all do that in a Dáil chamber that is chaired and run by an absolutely independent Ceann Comhairle.
And you say you're doing your job, but some people would describe what's been going on in the Dáil as extraordinary. Let's have a listen to what Michael Healy-Ray had to say a little bit earlier on News Talk Breakfast.
They were roaring at and screeching at a woman in her place of work. And I would ask you, and I'd ask every fair-minded person, who else would go to work yesterday or the day before yesterday and stand up and have dozens of people at the top of their voices, roaring and chanting in a most horrible fashion? I think it's the worst type of intimidation that anybody could be possibly put under. And the noise level that I could hear from outside of the area of the Dáil itself, it was actually frightening. It was intimidating and it was horrible.
Frightening, intimidation. Piers Doherty was accused by Micheál Martin of naked aggression. People have used the words feral. That's not what the opposition has ever done before, Mary Lou MacDonald. This is a new Dáil, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, Ciara, if you've ever seen the Healy-Rays in action in the Dáil.
I have. I watch the Dáil quite regularly.
No, that's why I'm asking you. So you will be aware that they have quite a speciality in shouting and roaring in the Dáil chamber. It's one of their trademark
Do you accept
features.
That it is unedifying to see a woman? The first time we've had a female Ceann Comhairle, and I'm sure you, like me, quite liked the idea of a female Ceann Comhairle being roared at by one half of the house. Lots of men on their feet, standing, pointing. Profanities from I know there's been a lot made of Michael Lowry, and I fully agree that no one should stick up the fingers in the Dáil at anybody else. But your own mental health spokesperson, Mark Ward, cursing, effing, the F word in the Dáil yesterday. I mean, this is a new Dáil. And I know you want to talk about the behaviour of the government, but you're accountable for your own behaviour and your own party's behaviour.
Well, listen, we are into uncharted waters here, and we're in this place because of the government and because of their deal
but
with Michael Lowry.
Does the government's action justify a lack of respect for the institutions of the Dáil, including the Ceann Comhairle's role within the Dáil as chair? And does it allow for and does it make acceptable bullying, intimidation and misogyny?
Well, let me take those assertions in turn. Firstly, nowhere was it ever envisaged that democracy and logic would be turned on its head in the way that this government has insisted, all to facilitate Michael Lowry being in government and opposition at the same time. Never was it envisaged that the role of Ceann Comhairle itself would be a bargaining chip in forming a government. But that's what happened as part of this grubby deal. And all of these coincidence of factors have now brought us to a situation that I deeply regret. Let me be clear about that, Ciara. I want to go to work and get my job done every day. I don't want to be involved in this roulia-boulia. But remember, the entire opposition, not just Sinn Féin, the entire opposition has taken a very firm stand on this, because we know for us to do our job on behalf of the people and hold this government to account, there has to be that clear democratic definition between government and opposition.
You know, and I do agree with you actually on that.
That is beyond reproach.
That there are TDs who are in opposition and in government at the same time. I agree with you on that.
But you have accused
the Ceann Comhairle of siding with the government. Can you provide any concrete example of where she demonstrated this? Because I would say to you, the clerk of the Dáil, who would have a great deal of respect, Peter Finnegan, has released a statement as well, criticising the great disorder within the Dáil chamber and saying that proper procedures have been followed. Is the clerk of the Dáil wrong? The Taoiseach's wrong? The Ceann Comhairle is wrong? They're all wrong?
Well, the clerk of the Dáil has produced a report. Let me say in good faith, there's no questioning of that. But the problem is that the report produced does not tally with the video, the lifetime video that features on the Oireachtas website, which demonstrates clear instances where business was not done in accordance with established procedure in terms of
a vote. So you're saying the clerk of the Dáil is wrong?
I'm saying that the report that has been produced is inconsistent with the evidence of the video, which is on the Oireachtas website, which anybody can go and review.
Can you give our listeners a very clear, short answer as to where exactly Verona Murphy exhibited bias? Because that's what she's being accused of. Just a short answer on that, please.
Certainly. Well, the entire objective of the Ceann Comhairle and the government when the Dáil met was to get through what are deeply contentious provisions, very wrong, undemocratic provisions, to do it as quickly as possible, irrespective, and to be completely impervious to the opposition, to any calls for points of order or any level of debate. The objective was simply to ram this through. One moment stands out for me particularly, Ciara, and it's this. The job being done, the vote rammed through, the Ceann Comhairle got a thumbs up from the government chief whip. That to me
was utterly
extraordinary.
That's not her fault, though, in fairness. If somebody on the government bench gives a thumbs up to somebody else in the Dáil, she may not have wanted that thumbs up. She may not have even understood what it meant. Like, you can't blame her for the actions of another TD.
Ciara, I sat through the whole debacle. I'm in the Dáil now a long time, and I've sat on the watch of various Ceann Comhairle. I've sat through contentious days, fiery days where there was a lot of heat.
Yeah, but if the government chief was pleased and gave a thumbs up, you can't blame that on Verona. Can I ask you this question?
I have never witnessed a case in which it was more clear cut that the plan of action was not to do business in an orderly house. It was simply
I have never seen cases where TDs have been filming each other in the Dáil, clearly to go to social media afterwards. I haven't seen a case where your own, as I say, Mark Ward was cursing in the Dáil on record
I'm unaware that Mark was cursing.
It is reported in the Irish Times, and you can read it, and I'm just going
indeed
to read it. It said, chat to your party whip for F's sake, and he is quoted directly as saying that, and he was chastised by the chair with language, and that's what was said in response to that.
Fair enough. And if Mark used an expletive and was...
Should he apologise?
I don't have an issue with that. Well, look, Claire, the facts are Michael Larry literally and figuratively has given the
Michael Martin said he should apologise. Should Mark Ward apologise?
That's fine. I'm sure Mark would have no difficulty. Mark's an absolute gentleman and a lovely person. I have absolutely no doubt if he used an expletive that he would be sorry for that. Absolutely no
question. And is that the same thing as saying he should apologise?
I'm sure he will. Let me apologise on his behalf if that helps.
Thank you, Mary Lou. But can I ask you though about the vote? Because let's move on to the vote. The vote next week. Let's move on to that. If there is a vote of no confidence, and it looks like very likely because the government are backing Verona very strongly, Verona Murphy very strongly, she's doubled down, she says she's going nowhere. You're going to lose this vote. What happens then?
Well, look, the very fact that there is a no confidence motion in her signed across the opposition benches, that we are dividing on this matter, that the Ceann Comhairle then becomes very much a creature of government. She was, of course, a creature of Michael Larry. She came to office because of the deal made.
Well, she came. She was elected though by the people of Wexford.
Yeah,
but what happens if you lose?
Sorry, Kira. She became the Cian Chorla.
No, I'm aware of how she became the Cian Chorla.
Through the house. Yeah. Well, then let's give the
what happens
picture.
If you lose.
Well, look. If we lose, we lose. We're still left with a situation where more than 40% of the Dáil do not have confidence in the impartiality and independence of the Cian Chorla.
Okay.
And that is a big problem, and that is uncharted territory.
If you lose, will you accept that?
I will always accept a vote of the Dáil, a democratic vote. I think that's fair enough. I'm elected by votes. You win, you lose. You meet success or otherwise on the basis of votes. That's not in contention here. The issue here is with respect far bigger than that and far deeper than that, because bear in mind standards, democratic standards that are broken in this Dáil, they have an implication just not for now. You see, Micheál Martin, and they're only looking to their narrow short-term political interests now. They haven't looked to the wider horizon, and it's a bad day for Irish democracy,
but you
for
are,
Irish politics.
Am I taking it that
when you are saying you will accept this
and that will be the end of the matter?
Kira, I have always accepted votes. I'm a democratic person. I'm a creature of the democratic process. Of course I will accept that would be the outcome. But equally, the government, the Cian Chorla herself, have to accept that we are still left with a very, very significant problem. And we asked all of us in opposition, when stating the loss of confidence in her, our intention to move a motion, our first preference was that she would reflect on her position and take stock of what now is.
But she,
a very,
we both
very
know what she has said,
position.
And she's not doing that. She says she's done nothing wrong.
Last question for you, Mary Lou.
I know you're saying you accept it. I know you're saying about you've always accepted it. Will you be seeking any legal advice on all of this?
Well, I mean, that avenue is open to us. It's not something that I have actively considered, to be honest with you. As a matter of fact, we're in the courts on Tuesday challenging another element of this Lowry deal, which is around the record number of super junior ministers that came about through the same deal, and which is constitutionally problematic, we believe, and which carries a big price tag for the
taxpayers. So you're not out ruling it?
So, no, I'm not ruling anything out. But let me be honest, I think it far, far better and more appropriate, frankly, first to sort out these matters within the Dáil itself. That, of course, would be a preference. But so far, the government now is on full high-octane arrogance. They believe they can do what they want. And folks, the evidence is there for everybody to see. That is how they have pursued matters, to literally form the government, try and also form the opposition, placate Lowry and plough on regardless. Right. It's deeply shocking.
Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald, thank you very much for speaking to News Talk Breakfast.
That is our lot for today. Kieran and I will be back in the morning from 7 o'clock. Ivan Yates is up next, standing in for Pat Tuara Agus Toga Boogie.
Have a great day.